purposes.
Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Genesis Communications Network. Classic Metal Roofing Manufacturers of Decorative Metal Roofing and Accessories proudly presents the Cajun Contractor, the guru himself, Michael King. You are invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or just about anything that pertains to the home. Now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself, the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, ça c'est la bacala roulette. That's right, let the good times roll. The Cajun Contractor has invaded, it's Mobile, Alabama down here. I'm down in Clear Point. I'm covering the Alabama Broadcasters Convention here and having a great time. So we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And we're going to be talking to some great radio stations and talking to some of the great affiliates that are carrying Home Talk in the Alabama area. My name is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor. I am a fully licensed and insured contractor. That's right, licensed and tested contractor. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't take any substitutions. We are broadcasting on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network on the World Wide Web. And boy, do we have a fantastic hour in store for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Gail Samuels. She is with Louisiana Restoration Expo. She has a fantastic expo that's coming up in August at the Punch Train Center that I'm going to be there. But we're going to get her on and find out some information as, we rebuild the Gulf Coast area. And also, we're going to have a representative from the National Weather Service. That's right, the National Weather Service. They're one of the exhibitors here at the Broadcasters Convention in Alabama. So we definitely want to see what's up over there. And just shortly, we're going to have my friend Paul Christiana with AllDry. He is a mold remediator specialist, a water damage restoration specialist. So we want to find out what's going up there in the Big EC as we rebuild that great city. Poll question of the week, as you know, for about the last month, we've been doing this poll question. According to the National Home Remodelers Association, there is 10 tips in hiring contractor. We've already mentioned 5 of them. There's still 5 left, guys. And if you call the show and you can give me one of the tips that's remaining, I'm going to send you a free copy of my book that's available now on my website. I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor. It's a $29.99 value. Also, our home tip of the week, we're going to be talking about flashing modular housing. As you know, down in the Gulf Coast area, we have a modular housing that's now going up, and I've been receiving some emails and some questions about some flashing problems, some leaking problems, so we're going to go ahead and address that issue. If you want to participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com. As always, we do invite you to check out our website. It's available to you 24/7, 365. Law. Let it up.
The gates of hell, but I won't back.
she is starting other.
And in fact, this weekend we're down here in Baton Rouge having a meeting with Daryl Smith with IWFA, and he's educating us on all the benefits of WindaFilm, and just giving us a lot of education on WindaFilms that we already know, but he's also giving us a program where we can be accredited, which means that we're specialists in our field.
Well, Kerry, you know, we constantly on this show look for ways to educate our audience on products and services and technologies to make us to have a structurally sound home, a good indoor air quality house, and specifically a energy efficient home. And when I ran across window filming, I was not too much really educated on it. But after I did my research across all this great country, window tinting's been around for a while. It's all over the country. It's not too popular down in the South. But that's why we have you on the show to explain our listeners what is the features and benefits. Why would consumers really choose to have window filming installed? I mean, what are the benefits of window filming, Kerry?
Well, first and foremost, it keeps your view. Window films are probably the weakest structure in a home. Windows and glass doors are the weakest part or the weakest link to energy conservation in a home or structure. When you think about walls, you think about the R value and the U value of the insulation that's put in a wall. But when you get to a window, you lose that value. And so what we're doing with window film is it's almost clear or can be clear in our Spectra Select films. They can be clear so that they're not visually, you can't see them there, but they're working extra hard and giving you back the insulating values or more of an energy reduction coming. What it is solar energy coming through the windows in the form of sunlight and solar heat gain. And what the window film will do for you is stop that at the window. And you can't see these products. In fact, they have a great bit of glare reduction. So if you have some very sunlit rooms and you want to lower the light concentration, the window films will do that. With a great deal of UV protection. The UV protection on window films is up to 99%. And even with some films, we're up to 99.9%.
Man, Kerry, can you hold on? That's my cue. We have to take a short break. I don't want you to go anywhere because we want to come back and talk about this. This is very important. Can you hang with me, Kerry?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Great. Kerry DeTone with Sunscape Window Tinting. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Let's go ahead and take a short break, pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk right here at GCNLive.com and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back with my guests. This is Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, buying a manufacturing home. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
There are many reasons why people choose to live in a manufactured home. Price may be the important factor. Remember, however, price does not include a site, insurance programs, loan programs. And what I want you to do is choose a retailer very carefully. Make sure you have a home warranty for quality and workmanship. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back. I apologize we're having broadcasting difficulties, but this is live radio, and my name is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Paul, are you with me right now?
I'm with you.
Great. Thank you, Paul. We had a little problem here at the convention center. We had one of the waiting staff actually hit the phone line, and just the way it is. It's been one of them days. But, Paul, let's talk about all dry, water restoration, damage restoration, mold remediation. I mean, I know right when we came back off the hurricane, it was a serious problem down there. A lot of buildings were left. Water was in these buildings for a long period of time. And even the homes that didn't have water damage, you know, had some mold problems. So how's the problem, Paul? Give us an update.
Generally, you have areas of the town that are coming back. The biggest problem is the neighbor being next to the neighbor who doesn't want to come back. One wants to come back, the other one doesn't. So areas are coming back. I'd say the road home program is not kicking in as effectively. It is moving a little bit, and we get some of our work based on that, but generally a lot of it's coming from word of mouth because we're going behind contractors who are doing and performing water damage restoration work and also remediation without any knowledge. It all stems off of knowing moisture content and knowing psychrometry, which is the basic science of drying. The important factor is if people knew that you had to be below a certain percentage in your substrate and studs, then I think it would help the situation for mold growth. What we do, and generally what any restoration company does that's certified, is they, when you perform your moisture test, and it tells you if you're both in wood moisture content, generally in Louisiana you want to be below 20%.
That's right, below 20%. Yeah.
Below 20%. So if you're above 20%, you have to set up a structural drying situation, generally you do that with dehumidification. And if mold is present, you would not want to use air movement because you don't want to blow spores around. And the spores we're dealing with are mainly Penicillium, Aspergillus, Fusarium, Ketomium, and Stachybotrys. Those are your mycotoxic spores.
Yeah.
And these spores, once they go airborne, can create respiratory issues and things like that. So what we try to do is contain the moisture, and that way it kind of starves or chokes off any organic source for mold growth. Also, dust and various other hygroscopic material, drywall, or porous environment has to be removed that has mold growth in it. You cannot just kill mold. You have to remove the spore.
Yeah, and that's the biggest problem we had, you know, because about a month after Hurricane Katrina, we had our own federal government shipping in gallons of bleach, gallons and gallons of bleach, telling you all you have to do is just bleach and clean the substrates with bleach. And we had to put a halt to that because that will destroy your framing and your structure more than anything I've ever seen. So even our own federal government didn't realistically know how to handle mold. You know,
that's an excellent example, because when I am at the Home and Garden Show at the Punch Train Center, people ask me, "Well, we use bleach." Well, look, there's two drawbacks to bleach. First, its composite is sodium hypochlorite.
Yeah.
Basically, the problem with it is it has a foul odor and it's very corrosive. So if you're using it around you want to try to keep the integrity of your structure or your wood and also your plumbing.
Yeah.
If you have copper piping, it can be damaging. Antimicrobials in general, we do use them in certain instances, but soap and water will effectively kill mold. I mean,
in some cases, you're right.
Once you have done that phase and you make sure that you have all your substrate and your wood dry, what you want to make sure is that your contractor, whoever you hire, does a HEPA vac to remove the dead spores. Even though you kill a spore, and let's say you've taken away its moisture source, it still is present. So HEPA vacing and wipe down of the structure and studs and flooring, and you pretty much have to be very meticulous in this. After we do that, then we'll put in what's called negative pressure. We'll use on a instance here, if it's the whole house, which happened with a lot of homes, we put in air scrubbers and we seal it just to relieve it and take out the air scrubbers with the trapped contaminants. Now, an air scrubber is going to have a HEPA filter in it, which stands for high efficiency particulate air.
Mm-hmm.
And you draw in these microns. A mold spore is about 3 microns. It's small, but it can be trapped by the system. Then we seal the system, and then the system is removed. So we effectively trap as much as we can. And there's environmental testing companies, who we third-party companies, we always have come in to test to make sure that we've alleviated this situation. And anyone that's performing remediation in your home should do an inspection and test beforehand and after to make sure that, you know, there is contamination. Obviously, if it's visible, so generally, your chest would be out of the question. But if you have a situation where a home is already put back together and you have suspicions or you have respiratory issues, you would think that you would have to have someone come in to test for this. So testing is an integral part of the remediation process, but it has to be done, it has to be done third party. No company that's performing a remediation should be doing that because it is a conflict of interest and it is partial. So.
Well, Paul, at the next hour, we're going to have Ms. Della White with NORMI, the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, that's going to be on the show. This is a national testing and licensing organization for mold remediators. We're doing a big push right now because, as you know, Louisiana and Texas is the only states that require the licensing and testing of their mold remediators. Other states do not require this. You have a lot of contractors out there doing mold remediation. They might be a good contractor, but they don't have a clue what they're doing. And it's really hurting mold. So we are making a national effort. Yeah, a national effort for education and information. And I know you down in the South Gulf Coast area that you are a certified mold remediator yourself, right?
Yes, sir, through the ASCAR, which is, they just changed over to RIA, in AWA, ASCA, and I'm also certified in water damage restoration through the IICRC, which is a very known and very well-backed restoration association. And ASCA is also, and you have to do 24 hours of class with a passing examination. You have to pass the examination. A lot of guys will attend these classes, get bored halfway through and leave, but what they don't do is they don't realize you cannot get your licensing through the state or also perform work if you do not have a certification. You should, even in other states, they're starting to crack down. Florida has already tried to pass through the Senate and through their Congress. They're trying to get licensing for Florida because there are a lot of people performing these duties out in the field.
Paul, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get some contact information. Also, we're going to have Mr. Scott Unger from the National Weather Service, one of the exhibitors here at the Alabama Broadcasting Convention. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King. This is Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
Is it important for the mortgage company you choose to be a full-service lender? Is it important for them to be able to work around your credit situation? If the answer is yes, then Landmark Mortgage is the company for you. With over 100 years of combined experience, Landmark Mortgage is one of the nation's largest real estate and home equity lenders. Landmark Mortgage is proud to say that they offer extremely competitive rates, easy terms, and flexible criteria that allows the buyer to obtain financing under almost any circumstance, and they offer mortgage loans from $10,000 to those in excess of $1 million. From the loan officers to the closing department, you can expect nothing less than consistent and timely service from the friendly professionals at Landmark Mortgage. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today at 1-800-654-3193 or visit their website at www.lmmtg.com and let Landmark Mortgage go to work for you.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Michael King at Home Talk USA. GenesisCommunications.com. On the line right now, we have Paul Christiana. He is with All Dry. He is a mold remediator expert, a water damage restoration expert. Just shortly, we're going to have Mr. Scott Unger from the National Weather Service, and then we're going to close out the hour with Ms. Gail Samuels. She's with Louisiana Restoration Expo. We're going to be doing that expo in August, so she's going to be giving us some information. I also got an announcement to make that I'm proud of, is that the Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor Michael King, starting July 7th, we are going to be doing a live internet show. That's right, a live internet show starting July 7th. So we're going to be on the internet every Monday from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. All you have to do is go to hometalkusa.com. All you got to do is click at the live stream button, and hey, we can take your phone calls. We can answer your questions, answer your emails. It's going to be the same thing as radio, but we're going to be doing it on the internet starting July 7th. So I'm excited. I tell you what, it's growing. Home improvement information, home improvement education, tips and advice. We don't want you to become a victim of home improvement fraud. So do yourself a favor. Go to my website at hometalkusa.com. You can click all the information you need, but also check out our internet show starting July 7th. Every Monday in the evening from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. Let's get back to Paul Christiana right now to give us some contact information from All Dry. Paul, I'm going to definitely reschedule you to get back on the show. We only did a half a segment, unfortunately, because I'm having technical difficulties here at the Alabama Broadcasting Convention in the building. But, Paul, give us some contact information if somebody needs some information about mold remediation or any type of repairs like that.
Okay. First, they can go to our, we have a website, that's moldylocks.com, M-O-L-D-Y.
I like that.
L-O-C-K-S.com. And then they can also reach us at 504-952-3030.
Well, Paul, we're definitely going to call you during the week and get you back on the show, okay, because I want to have a lengthy conversation about this. But Paul Christiana with All Dry. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much.
Right, let's go straight to live on location here at the Alabama Broadcasting Convention. I have Mr. Scott Unger from the National Weather Service. Scott, welcome to the show with the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, so great to have you, guy. So tell us a little bit about the why you're here at the Alabama Broadcasting Convention. I'm sitting here with you. You're right down the road from me here at another exhibitor booth. And so what's exactly how's the tie-in right here?
Well, what we're looking to do is we had the idea of coming down here and getting with some of the smaller market radio stations and really trying to get our word out there that we're available, whether it's on the web or if they want to contact us, you know, and do phone interviews with us. But that was one of the main points that we're trying to get out.
Now, the Weather Service is in charge of the security of weather, of information. Y'all have a tremendous job that y'all do, a tremendous responsibility. And why don't you explain the correlation between y'all giving the weather report and, say, the local meteorologist doing his report? So there's a little confusion there.
Okay. Basically, we're a 24/7 operation. We're responsible for doing a 7 to 8 day forecast. And basically what happens after that is the information is disseminated out to the local media, whether it's TV or if it's radio, and they can get their information from us, and we're there to help facilitate the forecast.
So but sometimes y'all give that information out, and for whatever reason, sometimes the local media changes it. I don't know how else to say it. Sometimes it happens.
Well,
they do it. They'll do their forecasts. So.
Those guys, they're trained professionals. There's no question about that. And if there's something that they see that they feel might be a little bit different as far as what's going on, that they have that liberty to change the forecast as they see. I mean, we're not the end-all, be-all, but when it comes down to watches and warnings and that, because we're a government agency, we're the ones that put those out.
And that was my next question. Y'all are a government agency of the United States government.
Correct. Yep. We're a federal, we're part of NOAA, which falls under the Department of Commerce. And That's, you know.
Yeah, I can remember 2 years ago before Katrina came, the director of the National Weather Service, when he realized what was going on, they knew this was going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
They thought, and they predicted, said, you know, worry, this is bad.
Yep. And that's, we're coming, of course, we just came into hurricane season here, started June 1st, and the folks down at the Hurricane Center are predicting an active season. So,
yeah. Last year we lucked out. We didn't hardly have anything happening, which is, thank God.
We did. Last year we were in a pattern situation known as El Nino, which basically gives us a wind shear aloft, which kills off pretty much any hurricane they might start for.
I'm not an expert, obviously, but I do know this. All you have to do is go down to the Gulf of Mexico and feel the water temperature.
Oh, yeah.
If it's warm and warm and warm, we're going to have a problem.
Absolutely.
I do know that.
It's definitely the fuel that gets the fire going.
What kind of response you've been having by the radio stations come by?
Excellent.
Really great.
Excellent. A lot of them are already using our products, and there's a few that don't. And that's the beauty of having everybody here in one place where we can try to get our word out.
Great. Well, we're talking to Scott Unger. He's with the National Weather Service. They're one of the exhibitors here at the Alabama Broadcasting Convention that I'm broadcasting live. Everybody's got a whole bunch of emails. Scott, why are you at a broadcasting convention? Well, you know, it's our duty to get radio stations. You know, so not only do I do the trade shows where I provide the information, but we could do these broadcast conventions because the radio stations get to see me one-on-one to try to, you know, to get in the community because Home Talk is growing and expanding our information and education. And I know the Alabama Broadcasting Convention for the last 2 days have welcomed me as a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know me. Walked in, paid my dues, you know, and bought my boot space.
Yeah.
But they're really, I'm excited because I think in the next couple months, Home Talk is going to be on a majority of Alabama radio stations.
Excellent.
We're on two now. We have Terry Barber's group down there in Montgomery that carries us,
mm-hmm.
and then we have Betty Heacock down in Sylacauga. But I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be expanding our base in the state of Alabama. So don't be shocked if you don't see a Cajun contractor doing a little segment on the Weather Channel.
Good,
you know. But before I let you go, though, we only got a couple of minutes. What would you like to tell my listeners? Any little tip or tidbit, you know, just general information that you might want to throw out there?
Well, one of the things that we're hoping more folks will be able to do is to be able to go out and get a NOAA weather radio. And you can pick one of those up at any electronic store, but it's an important piece of equipment for you to be able to keep in contact with us, so that you can hear the watches and warnings as they're put out, whether it's, you know, from hurricanes with hurricane season upon us, or if it's just other severe weather, you know, tornadoes and such.
Well, Scott, how can we get some information on our website or something?
Mm-hmm. Well, the National Weather Service's website is actually www.weather.gov, G-O-V, and that's the main homepage. There's an interactive map that's actually on the front of that page.
Attention all home improvement contractors, manufacturers, product distributors, or home improvement service companies. How would you like to have your company featured on Home Talk, a live call-in national home improvement consumer show on the Home Improvement USA Network? Hi, this is Michael King, host of Home Talk. Home Talk is a live consumer call-in talk show that discusses various topics on any subject matter that has to do with home improvements. The show producers are currently looking for companies to appear on the show to showcase their company as one of the top home improvement-related companies in their field today. This is a great opportunity for company exposure and for your company to be featured at one of the hottest home improvement talk shows on the air today. So if you're interested in your company appearing on the show, I can be reached at 504-722-2500. That's 504-722-2500. Or email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. That's michaelking@hometalkusa.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. We want to acknowledge some of the fantastic affiliates that's tuning in all across this great nation right now listening to Home Talk. We have down in Florida on Panama City Beach, Florida, WLTG, that's 1430 AM. We have in Blackfoot, Idaho, KSLJ, 690 AM. And all the way down in the Big Easy on the mighty 690, the all-new WIST 690. Guys, thank y'all for tuning in. I am broadcasting live. I am at the Alabama Broadcasting Association Convention. I've been here all week, almost the last couple of days at least, and I'm having a great time. I'm learning a little bit about the Alabama broadcasting industry, and here I'm on a witch hunt, really. I'm on a recruiting venue. We were trying to meet a lot of radio stations and increase my affiliate base in the state of Alabama. But if you want to participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. And mention about the history of Alabama radio, just shortly we're going to have Harry Butler. He has been in the broadcasting business from 1920 to 1960, and he actually wrote a book on the history of Alabama radio stations. So we definitely want to wait for Harry to get hooked up and talk to him. But right now, let's welcome all the way from the Big Easy, we have Gail Samuels. She's with the Louisiana Restoration Expo. And Gail, welcome to the show with the Cajun Contractor. Are you with me today?
Yes, Michael, I'm here.
I'm in Point Clear, Alabama. I'm sitting in a 5-star resort. I'm enjoying my life on the Gulf of Mexico right now, broadcasting from the Marriott Grand Hotel at the Alabama Broadcasters Convention. Gail, how you like all that?
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
Now,
we're
now, you
down
have something
here.
Very special coming up in August that I'm excited about that I'm going to be attending. It's called the Louisiana Restoration Expo. First of all, can you give us the date before we get into exactly what kind of trade show this is?
Yes, it's in August, August 3rd through the 5th at the Pontchartrain Center. That's near the New Orleans airport, right outside of the New Orleans area in Kenner. And it's really a show about the rebuild. You know, the 60% of the homes still are being rebuilt or built from scratch, really. So we decided to have this trade show. You can see it at LARestorationExpo.com. It's targeted at contractors, home builders, and homeowners. And it's just very needed. We need all these new products and things into the hands of the homeowners that are finally getting that road home money and ready to rebuild.
Yeah, it's so important. Now, what's the difference, say, between a regular trade show, a home and garden show, and this restoration show? What's mostly y'all going to be focused on?
Well, this is not a typical home and garden. You're not going to find the mop and glows or the pots and pans. This is all going to be nuts and tools and new products, foam insulation and metal shutters and everything that homeowners are going to need to restore their homes down here.
Now, you're going to have a lot of educational seminars, I presume.
That is correct. That is correct. We have the state licensing, contractors licensing director.
Now you're talking my language.
He is, yes, because we're really, it's geared towards contractors, too, so they can find the newest and greatest tools that they need for their trade. They can learn how to become licensed. I'm going to have a contractor's corner that they can post a flyer or maybe a help wanted, and the exhibitors can also post their own. And then to the homeowner, I have Michael King, of course, speaking on how to hire a good contractor.
Yeah, I think he's a very famous person, I think. That guy,
yes.
Michael King guy, about how to hire a contractor. And that's the biggest thing, Gail, is the fear right now is that people just simply don't know about going about it. You know, everybody's just simply, hey, you know, let's just go get a couple, two, three estimates and get the cheapest price and hire a contractor. And, Gail, as you know, it's more to that. And that's why the Better Business Bureau says that one out of four homes are going to have some type of BBB complaint or file against the contractor. And that's terrible. So, I'm excited about coming down there and educating people on how to hire a contractor, locate a contractor, investigate a contractor, so we can just give them the tools to when they do hire a contractor, they won't be a victim or they won't be on 60 Minutes where their money got stolen or taken.
Well, I know, because I redid my home as well, and I had pipes that went to nowhere, so I've experienced some of that, and I think this will be very educational. I'm trying to get the homeowner hooked up with the licensed contractors and get this rebuilding and new products. We need the new products, new windows, the new shutters, you know, all those tools that contractors use. You know, those all need to get down and into the hands of these homeowners.
Well, Gail, this show's going all across the country right now, so what kind of plea you want to make right now? How can we help you?
Right. If anyone is interested in exhibiting, there's still space available, and for them to go to our website, LARestorationExpo.com. That's LARestorationExpo.com.
Well, Gail, we definitely want to thank you for spending a couple minutes, and you're definitely going to get you back on next week, and we're going to pick it up, and we hope you have a successful show August 3rd and 4th, and I'm definitely going to be there. Gail Samuels. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
When we come back, we're going to have Harry Butler. He's talking about Alabama radio. This is Michael King. This is Home Talk. I'll be right back.
Mold is a nasty little problem that can cause a huge disaster. You may not see it, but that doesn't mean it isn't there, hiding in your cellulose-based housing materials like wood, cardboard, and the paper facing on both sides of drywall. Mold can even be growing in your carpet. When it comes to mold remediation and testing, there's only one name you can trust, and that's IAQ Services. With over 30 years of experience, IAQ Services can provide you with the highest quality products for your home or business. Specializing not only in mold testing and remediation, the professionals at IAQ Services also deal in duct cleaning, filtration, humidity control, and dryer vents, with trained, courteous technicians to make sure they get the job done right the very first time. So give them a call today at 504-227-0200 or visit them on the web at iaqservices.biz and let IAQ Services help you breathe easier. This product endorsed by Michael King.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. We're pretty much wrapping up this segment of Home Talk, but we don't want you to go anywhere because we got two more hours of the best in home improvement information. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791, Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com. We are broadcasting from Clear Point, Alabama, down here south of Mobile. We're at the Alabama Broadcasting Association convention here. And I'd like to welcome to the show. His name is Harry D. Butler. He's an author. He's been in a radio, old radio broadcaster since the 20s.
Oh, Michael.
So since he's faded, since the 20s. But no, the history, he wrote a book called The History of Radio Stations from 1920, which is evidently the first licensed station in the 20s. To 1960. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Hey, Michael.
He said, I'm not that old. I get the chair.
Hey, how about that? It's good to see you. And,
Thank you, sir.
I know you've been trying to line up some stations here for your network, but people have had questions for you about home improvement. I just finished building a house. The contractor's a good friend of the family and the son. We still got problems.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to stay with it and know what you're doing.
That's right. That's the key, education and information.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's really what we do here.
Well, I hope we get you on the air down here so we can tune in every day and find out what to do.
Well, you know, radio stations have a history all the way around the country, and evidently Alabama has a history. And let's talk about your book. Why did you decide to write this?
The fellow that I worked for a long time kept telling me that our station was the third oldest in the state of Alabama on the air in 1926. And I thought that would be good, and I knew that a lot of people who had become better known in the industry had come through our station in Gadsden, Alabama, and in the early years. And I thought it'd be good to write a history of our station. And as I began some research, tentacles went out to other towns and eventually it just covered the state.
Mm-hmm.
And a fascinating thing, Michael, nobody wrote the stuff down in the 20s and 30s, much to keep up with it, and we don't have a history. You can't go to a library in the state and find out who started which station, where, and who did what. And so it was fascinating to start
putting it down.
To put it down. And so So spent 3 years going through old microfilm records at the library, reading old newspapers and getting tidbit items. An interesting thing, the guy from the Weather Service that was here a while ago, when Marconi perfected the dot-dot-dash, do-do-do, Morse code thing and, mm-hmm. and started doing that, one of the first things they did was do weather forecast.
Yeah.
And it had never been done before.
Hmm.
We had photography for the first time in a war zone in the Civil War. And we had dot-dot-dash broadcasting during World War One, and voice transmissions were beginning to be tried,
yeah.
experimented with. I nearly fell off the couch one night. I watched a network presentation on the history of radio,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing that the narrator, Hal Holbrook, said was, thanks to Dr. Lee DeForest of Talladega, Alabama, who invented the radio tube. And I never heard of
him. Yeah.
I had heard of Lee DeForest and the audience.
Well, Harry, we're gonna tell you, Harry, don't go anywhere. We're going to have to take a network break here, but I don't want you to go. Can you stay with me?
Yeah.
Great. We're talking to Harry Butler. He is with the, he's an old broadcaster for years, and he wrote a book.
With summer quickly approaching, it's time to start thinking about your air conditioning. Well, here in the greater New Orleans area, there's only one name to call for your air conditioning needs, and that's Pride Heating and Air. Not only do they deal in sales, but they also take care of the service and installation for both commercial and residential buildings. They also provide free in-home consultations and estimates. So why not call one of their friendly professional service representatives today at 504-348-3945. Pride Heating and Air. A great job at a great price.
Not making